Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I'm Levi.
And I'm Lisa, and this week we've been walking through Ruth chapter 1 and the story of Naomi.
On day 1, we said you don't have to be okay to pray.
And on day 2, we said don't write the ending while you're still in chapter 1. That's just a good line. That's really good.
And today we're going to talk about one more truth. God is often already moving before you can ever see it.
This is one of the quiet wonders of Ruth chapter 1. Naomi is walking back to Bethlehem feeling empty, bitter, and abandoned. But Mara, that's what she calls herself. And she declares it. I've actually always gotten a kick out of that. She's like, don't call me that. I'm like, oh, okay. But the reader already knows something Naomi may not fully feel yet.
The famine has broken.
Yeah, Ruth chapter 1 says that Naomi heard that the Lord had visited his people and had given them food.
Yeah, and we talked about that word visited, pekad.
Yeah, God's not merely noticed Bethlehem. He has acted toward Bethlehem in covenant faithfulness.
And that means before Naomi ever steps a foot toward home, God has already taken action. Before Naomi can see the whole story, God has already begun changing the story.
She's praying as if nothing has changed, but something has already changed.
I think that's often how God works. We're still in the dark, just clueless, knuckleheads, but he's already begun the dawn. It's just on the horizon. We just can't see it yet.
Yeah, that reminds me of Exodus 3, where God speaks to Moses from the burning bush, and he says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry. I know their sufferings.
That's just interesting. There's like three words there. God has seen, he has heard, and he has known.
Before Israel's free, God has seen.
Before the Pharaoh lets them go, let my people go. No.
So many times.
God has heard.
Yeah, before the Red Sea opens, God is already concerned and already moving.
That is the covenant language of God. God is not, he's not this distant, way far away from us observer. He's the God who remembers his promises and acts for his people.
So when Ruth 1 says that God has pekadded his people, it means the covenant God has moved toward them.
And when Naomi prays for blessing, Hest, she is calling on the faithful love of the same covenant God.
Hest means God's love is not fragile. It doesn't quit when his people are confused. It does not disappear when his people are bitter. It does not walk away when grief makes prayer messy.
I see that word fragile and I think of fragile. A French word. Right.
The fantastic lamp.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good news because Naomi doesn't know about Boaz yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She doesn't know. She doesn't know chapter 2. She does not know there is a Redeemer in Bethlehem.
Yeah, there's not just bread in Bethlehem, right? Yeah, she doesn't know that Ruth will glean in the right field.
She doesn't know that her emptiness will not have the final word.
And she certainly doesn't know that this story will become part of the genealogy of Jesus.
Yeah, because Boaz, who's going to be the kinsman redeemer, is included in Matthew 1. And Boaz and Ruth are in this family line of Jesus.
Yeah, so this means Naomi thinks her family line is ending, but God is weaving her story into the line of Christ, which is breathtaking.
It means God may be doing more in your ordinary, painful, confusing days than we could ever possibly know or imagine.
So what's the practical takeaway today?
Practice, I think, faithful clinging, practical holding on. And Ruth 1:14, Orpha kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
You know, I just keep, when we think about this clinging, there are two things that keep reminding me of Star Wars, Star Trek, and I just have to throw it out there. The Picard, it sounds like the Captain Jet, whatever his name is, you don't know him. Picard, He's a Star Trek captain of a fleet. And also, the Klingons, like, we're, like, asking where you're going to follow Ruth and Klingon. Anyways, sorry, I just had to throw that in there. Totally off topic. Orpah is presented here as a villain, but she's not presented as a villain. She does the reasonable thing. She goes home. But Ruth clings.
She clings.
Yeah.
And sometimes faith, I think, looks like, maybe like clinging.
Yeah, not because everything makes sense.
It's not because, it can't be because the future's like, oh, it's obvious. I will go this way and I'll just cling here. And in just a moment, I'll walk into this.
Oh, yeah. God's character is stronger than our confusion.
Faithful clinging might mean you keep praying one sentence a day.
It might mean you show up to church even when your heart feels numb.
It might mean you call a friend instead of isolating.
It might mean you keep doing the next right thing.
That phrase matters, the next right thing. Naomi can't see the whole future. Ruth cannot either, but Ruth can cling. Naomi can walk. They can take the next right step.
Right, and Psalm 119 gives us an indicator of how we might do that even in the dark. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yeah, a lamp does not show you the whole road. It shows you enough for the next step.
Right, so the question is not, can I understand everything God is doing?
Well, ask that question.
Right. No.
No. There, I just answered it for you.
Thank you.
Sometimes the question is, what does faithfulness look like just today? It's in the middle of, you know, you got four kids at tow and you're trying to do laundry. And you're just feeling overwhelmed and tired. What does faithfulness look like today? What does it look like when your boss is yelling at you at work and you didn't actually do the thing that he's saying you did? And what does it look like? And that's not anything. We're not revealing anything. You're not you didn't get yelled at.
I don't know the whole story. What is chapter 2?
Today, I think just listeners, just choose one act of faithful clinging.
Yeah, read one scripture. Pray one honest prayer. Reach out to one person. Maybe take one step towards obedience. Refuse one lie.
Do one thing that says, God, I can't see it all, but I'm still walking with you and toward you.
Because God didn't wait for Naomi to stop being bitter before he started being gracious.
He was already moving. The famine had already broken. Boaz was already in Bethlehem. The next chapter was already waiting.
Yeah, but that doesn't make grief like any easier or easy at all.
No, but it means grief is not God's absence.
Right, or silence is not the same as abandonment.
And it means your current chapter is not the whole book. So here's the good news that you can use today. God may already be moving in places you cannot see. But God means God is not forgotten. Hast means God will not quit. So pray honestly. Question hopeless conclusions. Cling to the God whose mercy is already on the road ahead of you.
This has been Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. Thanks for tuning in with us. If you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email those to office@evangelup.org. If you'd like to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, just search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform or go to our website, evangelup.org.